Blog Talk Radio.
What's up? Good evening, race fans. It's the Grower G. We called a special show here tonight with a few people just to test the show. As you know, we had some technical difficulties last week. We're coming into a big week of racing this coming weekend, and we just wanted to do a test run on the show to make sure everything is working right. And my host, is you out there?
Yes, Tracy, I'm here.
Look like we're the only ones in right now. I texted out to about 40 people just to get a test run. Some say they will be calling in. Hopefully we can tell how many people we can get online. You made a comment earlier. You think it's up the par or what?
Yes.
Think everything is up?
Yeah, I think everything is up and working fine. In fact, I can test a couple of audio things if you'll hold on just a second.
Okay, so we should be good to go. I texted about 40 people and some said they'd be calling in. I just wanted to do a quick...
You've got some people trickling in now, Tracy. And people are texting me now, Tracy.
If they're texting, you just tell them to call in. We're going to do a test run for about 30 minutes to make sure everything is running right and tell them when they call in to push the one button. We want to just see what their count is. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm responding to couple of the text messages.
Okay. Well, I'm seeing somebody coming in. I'm trying to make sure.
They drop back off. I'm going to play a couple of the audios just to make sure. And
okay.
I may try to call a couple of people. But let me play something.
Hey, Mr. Lash.
Here comes Rachel. Oh, shit. Yeah.
Uh-oh. Oh, I'm finna go, man. Hey, Mr. Lang.
Yeah,
Mr.
Yeah,
Lang.
Yeah.
Mr. Lang. Mr. Lang.
Looks like all the audio is working even back from, a few months back. So.
Okay. Looks like Ricky just called in. Ricky, that you?
Yeah, that's me.
Okay. We're trying to make sure this number here is going to be still good, though. So we'll know we'll be set to go tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah, you just kind of hang on. If a few more people come on, we're just going to kind of test you for a little, little short 25, 30 minutes left to make sure things be up and running. What's the conversation now? I see you got, Nightmare. You know, I get in touch with Nightmare and them. I see Nightmare and them was on the board trying to call out some cars from Houston, looks like they're going to run somebody, though.
I don't have a number for him, but I know.
I think I had. Let me see it now. I did have.
Tony Thorne and Rock and all of them have a way.
Huh?
I say Tony Thorne or Rock or somebody like that can definitely get in touch with him.
Yeah. I had Cliff's phone number, so let me look in here and see. Let me see. I had Cliff's phone number here.
Tracy, you have less than 30 minutes on this test.
I don't know. I'm just trying to see. I just want to make sure it's working. I want to get on tomorrow, but I try to get on tomorrow, run down tomorrow, see if I can get them called in. I thought it was on the board over there in Houston. Somebody from Team Nightmare trying to find the a race for the 18, so I just want to make sure get all the callers and we get, we, you know, see what we come up with. I don't want to fall off. I just wanted to make sure everything was up and running. So I guess it appears that we should be in good shape.
It looks like everything is back working.
Okay. All right. Yeah, Jay, would you me?
Tracy, on your phone, though? Oh, go ahead.
That other that I texted you about earlier, that was for 4 o'clock, Ricky. That was before.
Okay.
You just texted me about that. That was before.
Okay. Yeah. So that one, so don't worry about that number at all then.
Not right now.
Yeah.
Hold on to it just in case, but no.
Okay. All right. But Tracy, on your phone, are you like on a speakerphone or a hands-free or what?
No, I'm on the same phone I was on last week. What's up? I'm on the same phone.
Sometimes it seems like your like when you're talking, it seems like it's going in and out.
He's got a state of the art, brand new phone with he's got that. He's got the Bluetooth like Peanut has, you know, the kind of sticks in your ear.
Oh man, that's some junk. You know that.
I don't think they're as good as they claim to be.
They're the top of the line, but for some reason they just don't work.
I had a problem with it, so if you're talking, I might have been in front of a fan when you might have heard it going in. How do I say it right now? Do I feel like I'm going in there right now?
Yeah, it's not real strong at all, man. I mean, it's like it's okay for right now because nobody's talking. But like whenever you know you got a bunch of lines open, and people are even if they're not talking, you know, with just a little bit of background noise, you can't really hear you. So I'm wondering if it's because of where you are making the call from with your Bluetooth, or what?
No, hold on, I'm gonna turn my volume up. Let's see what we get, Carl.
We can hear you turn your volume up.
I'm not going to do my show from outside.
But don't
maybe that office got that. Maybe that office got that echo sound or something.
Yeah, we can hear him good. You can hear him good now, can't you?
Yeah. Sharon being funny.
Sharon hollered, it might be that office making an echo sound, and I walked out to see if it'll make a difference.
Uh-huh, now go back in your office. That's what it is, Tracy. It's your office. That's that echo.
Oh. Okay, I'm back in the office now. How does that sound? Am I okay now?
You sound a lot better right now to me.
Better now. I don't know. Whatever you did with your Bluetooth, you sound better now than you sounded. Yeah, you sound good now.
Yeah, you sound a lot better now than you did 30 seconds ago when you was outside. So whatever it is you just adjusted, leave it on that adjustment.
How do I sound
better than what you did?
It's breaking back up.
Like, maybe you need to stand or try to set up wherever you were a second, just like 10 seconds ago when me and Sharon both said you sounded the best.
You said right now it sounded like I'm breaking up?
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. Hold on.
Yeah.
Did y'all hear that?
Yes, you heard that. And you've got about 2 more callers on the line, too, Tracy.
Okay, well, how about that right now? I'm okay?
Okay, let's do this. Be quiet just a second, Tracy. Anybody that's on the line right now, would you do us a favor and press the 1 button so that we can, that's what we're trying to do is test this since we had technical difficulties last week. Can you go ahead and 843-5838, could you press the 1 button for me? I'm trying to test this. Or 214-7263. Could you press the 1 button so I could test it?
what we're trying to do here, y'all, is just run a test show before tomorrow. We had some problems last week, and we're trying to ask every caller that's calling in if they could press the one button. We want to make sure we can hear them. And if you got your phone open and you're not talking,
okay,
you
hold on,
mute your
hold
phone.
Hold on, Tracy. Nobody, that's you making up the noise. Hold on a second.
Not me. I'm sitting there. I'm not doing nothing.
Yeah.
That was me, I think.
Oh, okay, Ricky. Okay, 318-1311. Talk to me.
Hey, go ahead. I'm just helping y'all out.
Cool.
Hey, what's up? This Trey?
Yes,
this
sir.
This Trey?
What's
up, man? What you been on?
Man.
You making that out of it? How was it this weekend? Did you make it to the races?
Man, I'm in racing rehab. I didn't make it, man. I got about two more months. I'll be out.
Racing rehab, I hear.
That's a new one.
Yeah, what we're doing, Trey, is just testing the show for tomorrow. We want to have a good show tomorrow, and we had some problems last week, so we're trying to see, get all the people on we can get on and just try to make sure this thing is running good. 843-5838. Can you press the one button, please? 843-5838. We just want to see if we reach it out there.
Let's try another one, Tracy. 2-1. There you go. Thank you. They did it. They did it. They did it. Okay, 843-5838. Talk to me.
Yeah.
Okay, it works, Tracy.
Okay. So we got another call out there. 214-7263. Can you press the one button? 214-7263. Can you press the one button? Just want to make sure we're reaching out there and we got a caller. I don't
okay.
Press it and hung up.
Okay, they hung up. Okay, I'm going to try one more thing, Tracy. Tracy, you keep talking, you know, just run your mouth like you do so well. And, Trey, I'm going to take you over into a private room. I couldn't do that last week, and I'm going to see if that works, okay? You're not going to be
okay.
able to hear Tracy talk.
Okay.
Okay, hold on.
All right, so Tracy.
718-6139. Talk to me. 718-6139. Talk to me. I'm just trying to test and see can I hear you.
So, Tracy,
okay.
Can you?
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, so, in your office, do you have a spot that sounds a little bit better? Because you sound kind of strong right now. I'm just wondering, because, you know, a lot of times when people get on the show, it's with a couple of more voices and a couple more lines open, it seems like it's a little bit harder to hear you. Now, since you got that new phone, seriously, it's like your older phone worked. A little bit better on as far as you
okay.
Know.
How long ago was that?
Oh, like the last two shows, I believe.
It was working good.
Yeah. Oh no, the last two shows before the last two shows, it was working good. I know the last one for sure. Whenever.
It's probably because I'm sitting here in my office, so I might have to sit outside the shop here, so to make it come through clear. So I'm just trying to see. Let me
oh, yeah.
Press this mic. I want.
Or do you think it's
a Bluetooth? No, I got a Cadillac Bluetooth, man. Google said it's one of the best ones on the market, so I'm going to be going that with me. It's probably just echo me sitting in this office right there, which kind of sounding like that. Let me see what I got here. I'm opening this mic right here and see what I got. I think there's somebody. 706-46-003. Talk to me. 706-46-03. Can you hear me?
Yeah, just listen.
Okay, what we're doing, man, is we had some problems last week, and we're just testing this show for tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, and we're just trying to see how many calls we can get in and if we can hear them. So you can just hang on. We're just testing to make a run through, make sure everything works right when we come on tomorrow. So. Appreciate it. Let me try another one. 804-2480. Talk to me. 804-2480. Talk to me.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, man? What's going on out there? Not much?
Ain't much. Yeah, not much.
Just listening. Yes, sir. Oh, yeah, we're just doing a run-through to make sure we had some problems last week with the show, so we're just doing a test run to make sure everything is working, so when we go live tomorrow at 7 p.m., 8 o'clock, Eastern time, 7 o'clock Central time, that we'll be working properly, and we can try to have a good show for an upcoming race we got coming this weekend. So we just actually doing some tests right now.
All right.
Okay. Where are they going for? Where are they from?
Virginia.
Virginia. Okay. From Virginia. Okay. I hear you. Yeah, so.
Did you send a text out to someone in Virginia, Tracy? Did you send a text out to everybody?
I sent a text out to a group text, went to about 40 people, so I don't know where all it went to, so.
804-2480, how did you know to call in tonight?
I just called in.
Oh, okay.
I just called in and tried to catch the show, because I don't know the number, you know, which one come on, which days or whatever.
Okay.
We'll be on tomorrow. We'll be on tomorrow at 8 o'clock your time, so chime in tomorrow. We'll be on tomorrow at 8 o'clock
okay.
your time.
We'll be on the same number?
Yeah, we'll be on the same number tomorrow. We got a big show coming up this weekend with some guys coming from the East Coast, and we're gonna be on tomorrow talking about some of the lock-ins and what's going down here in Texas this coming weekend. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so... Yeah, it looks like everything is back up and running pretty good.
Yeah, you don't have that. A few of them have dropped off, Tracy. I mean, we still haven't hit, you know, full capacity, but that's expected. But based upon what I'm seeing, I think we're good to go for tomorrow.
Yeah. Honestly, well, we're not going to hold y'all. We appreciate y'all coming in making this test run for us. If y'all can call in tomorrow, 8 o'clock Eastern time, 7 o'clock Central time, we should have a pretty good show for tomorrow. As everyone knows, this is the big week. Atomic Dog and Showing Up Racing puts on the Ultimate 3 Grudge Fest in Dallas, Texas. So I hope y'all tell your friends, go to the internet, call the number, come in, and we're going to talk about what's going on around Texas with the lock-ins. And whoever want to lock in, if you know somebody want to lock in, have them call in. Ricky, if you talk to some of them people, I've seen a lot of people on the board up there in the Dallas area talking about race and locking in for the 18th. So if you can put a text out there, try to get some of them people to call in at 7 o'clock and speak about their lock-in. We'd like to know if any of them got time or something like this. Let them know what stadium lane to be in. Try to get a time to make this run smooth as possible. We don't want to run, nobody want to race and got to lock in and don't get their race in before the track closes. So if we can kind of put it out there and get some of them guys to call in, we can kind of write it down and try to let them know which state, which lane to be in, and we try to make this race go down and make the race get off as much as possible, as smooth as possible. So,
what time are you going to send out that text tomorrow so I can get it to some of the dudes that you might not have in your contact with?
Okay, we'll make sure we'll send it all out, you know, by 2 o'clock it should be all out.
Okay, that way I can get it to some of the other dudes that don't, you know, normally know about it, some other races that don't really go on the show. So,
what I'll do tomorrow is when I text Tracy, generally, you know, I do the show information, what's going to be on the show and stuff. When I do Tracy, I'll just text you at the same time.
Okay. That way, so, and then I'll just get it to a bunch of the people tomorrow so they'll know that if they're looking to do something, and then we'll just go from there.
Even if some of the ones Ricky down still on the board is saying that they got locked in race with people, we'd like to know so we can put it out there, let people know who's racing who, if some of them guys got a time or something like that. To help things go faster, we wouldn't want everybody waiting around for the last minute to try to get their race if they want to do it at a certain time.
Make sure 15 people locked in. So you're talking about make sure it ain't 10 people locked in for 9 o'clock, stuff like that. Okay.
Yeah, if they locked in for 9 o'clock, whatever, just make sure they get in the staging lanes and so we can make it happen. You know, we want to put all those people over in lane one who got locked in races. If it's their time, we want to stop it. If we got 4 or 5 of them in a row, we'll let them go back to back. As long as they're staying in lane at the time ready to go, we'll run them through just like it was a class, but it'd be a grudge race. We want to put all of those in lane one. Or over by the fence. So we want to try to get the information after those guys got the locked in races, so they'll know we have some kind of information for them to where, you know, they just won't be in lane 5 or 6 and then they get crammed up in all that traffic that's probably going to be there. They'll know to go over the lane 1 by the fence and
right.
Hang out because,
yeah.
You know, we can run them as we go. You know, grudge race is going to take precedence over any class race that we got, and they know that, so we got to get them guys in that got money locked in and on the grudge because that's going to be the big thing. So the more that we know that they have a time or whatever, if they don't have a time, if they can get a time, it sure would help us out. Make things go smoother. So,
want to
try to work on that.
Well,
yeah.
One last thing. I was gonna say, are you able to switch from your Bluetooth to your regular phone? I just want to see how it sounds. See if it sounds any different. And like, don't move around. Just sit in the same spot. I just want to see if it sounds any different on your phone versus
Bluetooth.
Hold on. It's
probably gonna be this. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you a whole lot better.
Yeah, I'm not going to sit here and hold my phone in my hand for 2 hours because I'm probably going to stay that inside my shop because it's coming in
soft.
Huh? I'm going to probably
hear you a whole lot better. Man, you know what? What you should do is,
I'm probably going to have to sit down in the shop area, man, because I'm sitting out here in the office. And, you know,
well, that's
a hard time with me.
Yeah. Or just find a spot in your shop or your office that sound better. Or just find a spot in your office that sound a little bit better.
You hear me right here, right?
Yeah, I can hear you.
I see you hear me better right here, right?
Yeah, a little bit. It's coming and going. But, I mean, it'll be all right.
It's coming and going. I got a full signal, man.
Yeah, now I can hear you real good. Now, wherever you was just at, just stay right there. I can hear you real good.
No, I came out of my office into the shop area, so it's the most place
okay.
So you don't hear that echo. I probably was bouncing off the wall in there.
Okay. Yeah, it sounded a little bit better.
Yeah. Yeah.
But all right, then. Well, I guess we good then, huh?
Yeah, I guess we're good to go with this phone number. So what I'll do is I give a Pro Stock Joe tomorrow. I do see him on the line. He's probably on there. He still got a show going on, but I'll probably get with him, see if he can call and get some people on that's coming down here. We'll kind of merge this thing together to see what we can get going.
Okay. Is he going to make it down?
Pro Stock Joe, yeah, he's coming.
Okay. All right, then. Well, I guess we'll figure it out then. All right. I guess I'll hit you back in a minute after this. After you get through with the
okay, man.
The show right now.
All right. We just want to thank everybody for calling in for this test run. We appreciate it. Y'all call in tomorrow at 7 o'clock, and we'll try to make a good show this upcoming weekend. Okay?
All right, man.
Thank you. Thank you for calling. Thank you.
All right.